On the list of unusual jobs, this one may come towards the top. Would you consider a career as an embalmer? Well, Lawrence O'Neill Jr. is a 25-year-old embalmer at O'Neill's Funeral Home on the Sheerstown Road in Belfast. He's always wanted to do the job and says they get requests from many young people every week who want to get involved. Then he went to meet him.
My job title would be mainly funeral director, but since 2011 I've been qualified with the British Institute of Embalmers.
So you're a 25-year-old embalmer. Where do you do your embalming?
We basically built the room for embalming purposes that suited us.
So can I see the room?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
So we're standing in a room. What size would you say this is?
20, 25 feet square.
Cream walls, a red floor. Basically embalming, correct me if I'm wrong, but this will help preserve the body during the wake.
That's right, yeah.
Two stainless steel beds, one raised up in front of us and one in the corner.
This would be what you basically call your embalming table. These are placed over what's called an embalming station.
There's an unusual half-moon shaped object at the top there. What's that for?
Well, that would be called a head block. And that would be used for setting the head at the elevated position. Remains would be laid out in the coffin.
Just to describe the rest of the room, there's two stainless steel sinks. One is a really large one that's just based lower on the floor. A set of shelves over in the corner with a lot of different coloured liquids in them, from bright pink to bright orange.
The reason for the different colour of fluids is basically they all have a different job.
So tell me what, say for example, that bright orange liquid, what does that do?
Maybe if somebody has passed away, and particularly in facial features and that, losing quite a bit of weight prior to their illness, that can basically help restore their facial features. So that whenever laid out in the coffin and when mourners come to tend the wake, that they look as most like they did as they knew them.
Going back over to the surgical instruments, some of them do look a bit grim.
Yeah.
What would you use those for?
Most people, their best not knowing what they are used for, but you've things ranging from particular sets of clamps to particular needles for injecting embalming fluid, tweezers and associated cosmetic materials. Normally what we do is, when families come in to arrange a funeral, we would try to get a picture of the deceased as how they knew them.
And everything down to, I see some razors over there, so obviously if it's a male, you might even have to give him a shave.
That's correct, yeah.
And on the table beside the razors that you would use, you've got hairspray, mousse, shaving foam.
I wouldn't see it any differently than maybe a beautician or a hairdresser would work with a living client.
When it comes to the embalming, just to give people an understanding if they don't know what you actually do, you put embalming fluid into the body to help preserve it.
That's right, yeah. A lot of people do particularly ask the exact details of embalming, and as to exactly what we do is we try to keep as much of it confidential and within the staff of the business ourselves.
It must be difficult being surrounded by death all the time.
It is, yes. It's hard, particularly when you go home at nights to try and keep the thought of your day at bay as such. But
can you always do that though? Say for example, if you get someone that you embalm that day and it's a young person or someone that's died in a particularly tragic situation, I'd find it really difficult to come to terms with that. It would seem really unfair, not on me, but on that person.
Deceased do come in to occur that you would maybe know them on a personal basis also makes it even more difficult.
So have you embalmed people that you personally know, family members? Or
yes, family and friends, and the trust that you're going to look after things for them. So you kind of focus on that side of the job and not getting caught up in the grief, because you need to be strong for the family. It wouldn't be very professional for me to be standing there upset on the outside, but certainly on the inside sometimes you do, yes.
What do your friends think of your job and your chosen profession?
I'm constantly asking questions and they can't understand how I do it.
This is a job that quite a lot of people want to do.
I would say definitely on a weekly basis we would contact. It's a lot more younger people.
Lawrence, thank you very much.
No problem. I'm glad I could be of help and to give you an insight into it.